Ochi Agadol, Shaftal, was a Ishva Shkailos, person of many, many multiple talent. It's about Kishrin, one who learned. He had a prodigious memory, but he was able to know and retain. Very creative, constantly being mechadish, seeing patterns in the Torah, seeing patterns in Hashkafa, in the Mareches, the Hachayim, and Magal Hashana. He was able to identify and describe very broad and basic topics in Klal Yisrael and our Hashkafa. He also was very interested in every minute detail, halachim, sechta seferim, a minig that he found in the Beis Yosef, anything of Torah interested him. So he could deal both with the broad topics, he dealt with the small topics to understand. Everybody, of course, knows the incredible Baal Tefillah, elevated all of us, Slichas, Yom Narayim, the Balkeire, Megillah, Purim, Eicha, I was Meraimim, the Olam. Was somebody who could interact with everybody, the widest range of people, and that would know how to talk to them and communicate with them. He was an Isha Eshkelos. He had multiple talents. The Nekuda that I want to focus on, that to me, I think, brings out the Eifen in which he used so many of these talents. I see him as one of the Nedive Yam. Chshuvim, the Nechbadim, leaders. He was a Nadiv. I don't know if perhaps one can translate as a Nadiv as a prince. He was a princely person. My brother, most of you know, Nur Bachrim less, but most of you know, had enormous stature, not only physical stature, kaima, but the whole presence. He carried himself with a presence. There was a certain aura. You knew you were dealing with a gavra, the gavra rabba. Numerous people told me during the shiva, which was an interesting thing, I didn't chap, but they remember the first time they encountered him, either the first tefillah that they heard him daven, or the first chasana that they saw him lead, or even the first encounter. He had a presence to him. That you were dealing with a person who had stature, a person who had a sense of a reishim wherever he went. He made a reishim. Obviously, the integral reishim that he played in this yeshiva over the last his whole life, but much more nicker the last 50 years, that he had a presence. And simple other events, he'd go to a chasana, you knew he was at the chasana. Is that a bris? You knew he was at the bris. Levaya, kfura, anything, bar mitzvah, pidyon haben, if he was there, when you left, you knew that Rav Shaftal was there. Because he had a certain presence. I've said that as an Isha Shkailos, that he was capable of many, many things. The one thing that he was Be'emes not capable of was entering a room not being noticed. he was tefes makim where he was. That certain chashivas that he carried himself with. Many times when you have a person of such stature, there's a certain aloofness or a distance, and people are hesitant, some trepidation to approach. He was fakert, the easiest person in the world to approach. He had enormous approachability, and that a ninth grade bacher can go over to him and ask him to record something, that bacher in the yeshiva would be comfortable going over and talking to him. People stam at a chasana, at any event, was the easiest person in the world to talk to. So it's a mizug of both a certain stature, and you knew you were dealing with a gavra, and on the other hand, a certain easiness of his nature, that he was very approachable, very open, and he would talk directly, and he would voice his opinions, and he would not say them with hesitation, he would say them strongly, but at the same time, you could have a conversation with him. When his geschmack in learning, he loved not only to say a shtickel Torah, to say a vort that somebody else should appreciate, he had a gewaltig geschmack in listening to a vort that somebody else would say. And people would be comfortable talking to him. So there was this mizug that he had of both the kaima, the stature, and at the same time, an easiness to relate to. And those two don't always go together. I think, Reb Sheftel, part of how they went together is with B'Sheirish, he was very comfortable with who he was. He was comfortable with himself. And that made him naturally at ease in who he was. There was no projection and no airs that he needed to show or cover or project out. He just was who he was. So b'meila, he had the confidence to be teifus mukim where he went, and both in leading a chasana or saying a vart or speaking, he had that confidence. And at the same time, the ability to be m'siaches to people on a very easy and natural eifen. And it's b'shroshoi, I think this is a chelik of his princeliness, was that he was pashut, comfortable with himself. If you'll have to say that, I think that he would say, and that a lot of that comfortability came from my mother, Allah Shalom. Mechanech, and Sheftel was yoinik that he pasha was comfortable inside who he was. And that enabled him to both be this gavra and at the same time interact with people with ease. He was a leader. And for many of you would know, certainly the last 20 years, Menahel of the yeshiva worked b'shutfus with the mashkiach in the Hanholas HaYeshiva, and took the helm and was very involved in all Chelkei HaYeshiva. And it has to be noted that in that shutfis, the Mashkiach and Rav Sheftel had enormous respect for one another and love. That's really more for one another. And their ability to work together is not a function of always seeing eye to eye and being holding exactly the same way, but always committed to working things out to zamen. And that's an incredible thing that their leadership had. Integral chelik he played in the whole background ruach of the yeshiva. Slichas the first day, Erev Rosh Hashanah Slichas, Yom Neroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Nesana Toikef, Tshuva, Tfilo, Tztaka, Atahu Melech, Shema Yisrael, had a reishim on all of us. Thousands of Talmidim who've heard his davening through the years, even a regular Shabbos, Kvaydei Malei Olam, how he would bring it out, that it would resound and touch us. Leading of the Hakafis, the whole Matzav and Purim, Mesibis. This was all part of the fabric that he helped invest within the Ruach HaYeshiva. Gave Bachar Me'idud a sense of their Avaida. He was a natural leader. I knew as a child that when he was a Bachar in Yeshiva, he was a Pirchei leader. And when I went to camp, he had left camp 10 years or more before I had gotten, but he was still ashamed of her that resounded in the camp. This is how you can make things Lebedik and a Torah Degaifin and make it into a whole matzav. He was a natural leader. Something else I learned during the Shiva, which I Pashit never knew, that he was even a leader as a Bachar. The contemporaries of his would tell me that by the Shiva, this is not something I was aware of, that he was a leader in Beis Medrash and outside the Beis Medrash, adding to the Ruach HaYeshiva, they make him a Lava Malka to do various activities, that he added to the Ruach HaYeshiva even as a Bachar, amongst other Bachar, was at Kufi, was in Yeshiva, there were a number of Iluyim, a number of very big Talmidei Chachamim. He wasn't that Iluy, but he was Tefes Mokkaim in the Beis Medrash. So he was just a natural leader, and he exercised that a good part of his life. As much as he was a leader, there's another chelik of him, that he was a follower. He saw himself as an apitropos. He saw himself as a guardian of our Messiah, to be mamshich that which he learned. He had many rabbeim, but particularly he was in Mifkalevsky's shir, and then he was in Reb David's shir, and he would often talk about what he gained from both those shiurim, and then becoming a Talmud of Rav Weinberg, and how that totally influenced the way he thought and the insight and the analysis. Ad Hasayf, he would talk about how the precision of Rav Weinberg's analysis and hitting the central points. He absorbed from all his rabbeim. It was in the tekufa, the yeshiva then, there were many of the Talmidim that chapped on to a specific Rebbe, not a shlechta zach either, a good zach. They became aduk to one of the rabbeim. He was yainik from all his rabbeim and thought, saw, felt, knew that he was gaining from each one. And he would often marvel at the shiva zatzal, that he brought in so many varied kaychas to the yeshiva, so different kaychas, different in their personality, different in their learning, just different people. And rather than trying to make the yeshiva where everybody fits into a certain mold, he taka dafka wanted to have these multiple kaychas that were in the yeshiva, and this is something Rav Shaftal not only held of, but in his life actually experienced, and considered himself very much a Talmud of the Shiva Zatzal, and that part of our job is to be mamshich that Messiah, where the Shiva brought the altar alive to us. The yeshiva is a hemshich of Slabotka, the Litvi yeshivas, the Messiah of the Litvi yeshivas. And that was very, very dear and important to Rav Shaftal, that we have to hold on to, be mamshech the mesira that we've gotten because it is so rich. So on one hand, he was this leader, and he made shinuyim. He sang by davening nigunim that were not part of the nusach because he felt and knew that the olam needed it and a hebuf to olam for their davening. But he was an adherent of the Nusach. He tried to keep the Nusach as much as possible, and that balance. Facing challenges, he would adapt and say the yeshiva needs to adapt to whatever situation, but the core values we need to hold on to. We have to be very, very stark about. So this is the balance again. Chelik in my mind of his princeliness, that he was a leader like a prince, and a prince is a mamshich of a messiah, so that at one time he was able to make changes and adapt and lead, and the force of his personality and his talents to use to enhance, and at the same time hold very stark to the whole messiah that he got from all his great rabbeim. He was a klal mensch. So obviously, number one, foremost, was the yeshiva itself. The yeshiva, like the yeshiva said, is a klal, the whole olam, and that was his primary achrayas. But it was not limited just to the yeshiva. He felt an achrayas here in the shtot, in Baltimore, and sometimes in the Vader Abonim, and all the different moistos, Moistos Achinuch and Moistos of Chesed. That's also chelik of his achrayas for the tzibur. He had a sense of achrayas for the whole Olam HaTorah. Mamshech, some of the work my father did for arts, innovated and did zachin for the B'nei Paras, because he was achroi for the klal. He had this achrayas for the tzibur. And as a chelik of his isha shkailos, it was not limited only to the Olam HaTorah, but he had interest and took achrayas for all shomrei mitzvah, shomrei Shabbos, all from the Yidden. And he even had a sense of achrayas for the Welt at large, to whatever extent he would be involved. He was an ish hatzibur, an ish haklal. And at the same time, he never lost the sensitivity and the interest in being involved with Yechidim. Countless number of people during the Shiva would talk about how many times they would spend with him, and he would sound like he has nothing more to do other than to talk to them about their family matziv, their situation, parnasa, whatever it is. They had all the time in the world for him. I got a letter after Shiva from a chaver of mine who never learned in Eretz Yisrael. Moved to Baltimore, never learned in Eretz Yisrael. We were chaverim from way back. Somehow through that he met Reb Sheftel. Said he would call Reb Sheftel on big shilas, and Reb Sheftel had time for him. He would call him on mundane, unimportant shilas, and Reb Sheftel had time for him. He said he never learned in Eretz Yisrael. His shaychus was because I was chaverim, and he made all the time in the world for him. He said it gave him, this letter the writer wrote, it gave him a sense of the Reimimus of Slabodka. He felt choshev every time he dealt with Reb Sheftel. He felt that he was valued. He mattered. He says, if by Reb Sheftel I mattered, Alach is kamav kamav by the Bayrei Olam. It helped his own sense of chashivas, because he had a sensitivity and a chashivas for every yochid. So at the same time that he had nachrayas for the tzibur, he did have a sensitivity for yochid. And this was a chelik of his leadership. I think this particular nekuda of balancing the chayvas hatzibur with the sensitivity and chashivas and remus of every yochid, a little bit he also yarshin from my father as well. So in all these areas, I think he balanced different kaychos. The tzibur, central, every yochid matters. When leadership is needed, he was there, but it was to hold on to a messiah and to be mamshich. He had a certain stature. He knew it made a difference when he went to a chasna, but he was not full of himself at all. It was very simple. It was very pasha to him. This is all part of the nadiv that he was. He was a Balkishrin, huge personality, multiple kaiches. But all of that, I think, was secondary to the central nekuda that made this nedivus. And that is that he had a lev tov. He had a very big heart. My brother of Shaggy mentioned this by the Levaya, but to me it resonates even more because I heard it on a number of occasions from Rav Weinberg Zatzal. And he asked me, challenged me to what I see as the central chashivas of my oldest brother from Sheftal, whatever Narisha answer I gave. He said, Nein, Efragint Yeder Einer. I have to say it in Yiddish because the word doesn't have a precise translation in English. I'll try to convey it. But he would say, Efragint Yeder Einer. That's who he was. What it means, it's not just a generous giving. It's an emes simcha in other people's simcha. It's the ability to freitzach and be happy when others are happy. The center of this leiv toiv is that he, the comfort within himself, that he was able to embrace and enjoy other people's simchas fully. If it sounds simple, it shouldn't sound simple. It's not an easy thing. He had at the center of who he was this leiv toiv, and that is the nedivus haleiv kol ish asher yidvenu libay, because he had this leiv toiv memela, that he was able to take the kishreinos and the natural talents that the Borei Olam endowed him with and use it in this mizug of all these different somewhat competing areas, but it was seamless by him because he had this enormous leiv toiv. He enjoyed people, he enjoyed other people's simchas. Weinberg, Efragint Yeder Einer. And he told me, Ezra, you don't chap how important this midah is. He gave me this teichacha more than once. Rashi in Chagiga says Avram, the Gemara says Avram was a nodiv. Rashi says, Nodva liboy hikir is bayroy, that because he was able to be open to see outside himself, he was able to be makir the bayroy. This nedivus halev enables that one's not focused on oneself, but is able to be able to look outside oneself with a not jaundiced eye, with this leiv toiv. Just mentioned that, should be mentioned that Rashi over there also says that the nedivos is talking by gerim, is to be mekabel an oil upon themselves. After 16 years of saying shir, having geshmak and talmidim, and many talmidim that are today marbitzei Torah, that he opened them up to the breath of Torah. He opened them up to so many interesting applications of Torah in our practical lives, that when it came time, he gave that up. That was a Kabbalah's oil, not a Geshmak Ezach, to give up saying Shir, to take on the Kabbalah's oil of taking on the Gashmias Achrayas of the Yeshiva. That's not an easy Zach. Not something that he loved or wanted to do, but he took it on, and he took it on with all the enthusiasm and energy that he brought to every aspect of his life. As the Rosh Mishpacha in our Mishpacha, we already are missing his love and his being that focal point that brought us all together, as Menayel of the yeshiva, we're missing that achrayus, steady hands at the helm, holding on to the wheel and seeing to it that things keep moving no matter what challenges there are. As the Baal Tefillah that was Meraymim the Olam in so many different parts of the Magal Hashana, we are missing this. And Pashut, just because he was larger than life and he was this enormous personality, there's a palpable void. Those of us who knew him were margish that sense of emptiness. And the Rabbanu Shlomo should help us to be mamshich. He had such value in what the hashkafa of the yeshiva and the uniqueness of our yeshiva, the diversity of different malchim and learning, together with a very steadfast following of the centrality of Adam and Avedas Hashem and the value of each Adam and each person taking his different kaychos. The Rabbanu Shlomo should help us that he's a hemshich of the earlier dairus and that we should continue to be mamshich in that oifen. In Nafshay Tzura B'Tzura Chaim, Mach Hashem, L'Kim Dima Miyach B'Panam.